Say that Americans' response in general to Chinese cars is, why can't I buy this?
This American YouTuber is giving foreign visitors a first-hand look at Chinese high-tech cars, the kind many Americans only see online. At the Beijing Auto Show, which opened on April 24, 34-year-old Ethan Robertson guided more than a dozen visitors. They came from Australia, New Zealand, the UAE and beyond.
Our comment section is full of people saying things like, I can't believe the government won't allow them to sell this car in my country. It's so cheap, it's so high-tech, it seems so nice.
Together, they explored massive halls filled with electric SUVs, pickup trucks, and futuristic concept cars. A close-up look at China's fast-moving auto industry.
The technology, all the electronics, everything is very well engineered.
Robertson co-founded Wheels Boy, a YouTube channel focused on Chinese cars for English-speaking audiences. For many on his tour, the appeal was clear: lower prices, advanced tech, and a wide range of options.
You're looking at a car that's maybe $30,000, as you said, and that car is fully equipped with a six-seat SUV with an extended range powertrain, a refrigerator, a TV in the back, giant screens, and again, it's $30,000. Whereas in places like the United States, unfortunately, the market, $30,000 barely gets you into any electric vehicle or hybrid at that price point.
That price gap is a big reason why his mostly American audience reacts with both fascination and frustration.
So there's something of a cost of living crisis going on in the United States in which, due to inflation, due to the fact that incomes are not increasing in appropriate rate, we have people who can't afford a car because the average transaction price for vehicles is over, I think, $50,000 at this point.
Lei Xing co-hosts the China EVs and More podcast. Even for him, China's auto industry, with over 100 car makers, is vast and complex. He doesn't expect Chinese brands to enter the US anytime soon due to political tensions, but he believes they will eventually.
It's a matter of time. If it's not by 2028, it could be by 2030. It could be in the 2030s. I know in my life, I'm going to be able to buy a Chinese EV in the US.